than we are now in record. So, Dr. Stanley, again, thank you very much for taking some time out to speak with us this morning. I understand you're on your first trip to the Upper Peninsula since becoming president of Michigan State back in 2019. What was this? How's this journey to the UP been like for you? I understand you've been traveling in an electric car as well. Did you encounter any problems with being able to charge your car? I know the infrastructure for electric vehicle support isn't great here in the Upper Peninsula.
I think a few barriers, but really it's worked out very well. And it's a brand new car, so I'm just getting used to it. But it's actually, I think, worked remarkably well. But it's been great to be at the UP. So I've been president at MSU for 3 years now, and I've really been looking forward to this. And, of course, COVID got in the way of travel, so really limited my trips around the state. But now that things are better, it's wonderful to be up here. And when I crossed over the bridge and saw the sign that said, "Welcome to the Upper Peninsula," I knew I'd landed in a very wonderful area, and the drive up to was incredible. So this is an amazing place, and I'm enjoying it and having a chance to meet a number of people who are engaged with Michigan State up here.
Yeah, so I understand that the purpose of this trip is to visit some of Michigan State's research stations, some healthcare partners, and of course the staff at those facilities. How would you describe Michigan State's relationship with the Upper Peninsula?
Well, you know, I think we put roots in the Upper Peninsula more than 100 years ago, and we've never left. And so there's been a strong commitment, I think, from the beginning. And our MSU Extension offices, I think, play a really important role in the UP on providing unique community programming. And that's one of the great things about it, particularly as it's evolved. We really tailor things to the community. So it's really what the community needs, and we rely on that to make the improvements in research and innovation that we're going to do. And so I had a chance to see our forestry Innovation Center in Escanaba. That's pretty amazing, the work they're doing there to really take a look at Michigan native trees and find ways to cultivate them more effectively and help prevent and identify strains that would be most resistant to insects, as well as drought and other changes that could be happening. There's amazing work going on there. I'm going to be meeting our field station here in Marquette, our extension station here in Marquette today. So I'm looking forward to that meeting and understanding all the work they're doing. And yesterday I learned a lot about what our College of Human Medicine is doing in the Marquette area, particularly across the Upper Peninsula as well, particularly in Marquette, with our program where we have 20 of our medical students working locally here, third and fourth year students working in the local hospitals to pursue their medical degrees. It's a unique program. I met five of the students yesterday. Four of the five are from the Upper Peninsula, and it's wonderful to see us training the future physicians that are needed here at MSU and giving a chance to do that at the UP.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you brought up the extension work that Michigan State University does, because that presence is really felt here. And I understand that MSU Extension is one of the pinnacles of the university's 2030 strategic plan. Can you talk a little bit more about the extension efforts here in the Upper Peninsula, and how might things look or change as part of that strategic plan moving forward?
So I mentioned already the Forestry Innovation Center. We have the MSU Upper Peninsula Research and Extension Center, UPREC, that's in Chatham, Michigan, that conducts agricultural research primarily on things like hemp and barley, but also does work on raising cattle as well to do that more effectively. So that's, again, part of the original tradition of extension was to really help farmers do better in growing their crops and help food security. But now it's evolved, and so we now do extension work with our College of Medicine, as I mentioned. Our College of Nursing is doing some extension work as well. Our College of Osteopathic Medicine has some programs up here, too. And we're asking each of our colleges to think about ways in which they can translate the work they're doing on our campus, the research and scholarship we're doing on our campus, into communities in ways that makes a huge difference. And we're doing this in every place we can in Michigan, from Detroit to Marquette, with the goal of improving people's lives. And extension is a core part of our land grant mission. As we move forward in our strategic plan, we want to do more of this. We want to do it more effectively. And we have models. And, the Forestry Innovation Center, as well as our work in Flint, would be models, I think, we use for these kinds of engagement.
All right. Very good. Thank you. So when you're talking about Michigan State and you're talking about the Upper Peninsula, those two places, I guess you could say, have one big thing in common, and that would be the legendary figure that is Coach Tom Izzo. I understand he recently agreed to terms on a new contract, and you know Upers love their basketball for one thing, but especially Tom Izzo. Can I just get some thoughts or comments on the recent news with Coach Izzo?
Sure. Really excited about it. So Tom is an extraordinary asset. Coach Izzo is an extraordinary asset, essentially, for Michigan State and for the state as a whole. And I would argue probably one of the most recognized citizens of the state of Michigan. And that's because he's had extraordinary success in basketball. But he's also a genuine fan of the state and of the university. And that shows through, I think, in everything he does. So we're really glad we could extend his contract. He's having a great recruiting year this year. It's incredible. We want the recruits to know that he's going to be there for the next few years. That helps in the recruiting process. So that was important. It was also a way in which we wanted to make sure he's a Spartan for life, essentially, so that he'll always be a Spartan. And one of the things I'm most excited about is, even though I'm not looking forward to that day, when he does decide to step down, he'll still be associated with the university. And so he'll be performing roles as an ambassador, both for athletics and the university as a whole, which we will use him, I can tell you, extensively to help get the message out about the great things happening in MSU and in the state of Michigan. So he's incredible, and I'm so glad we're able to keep him at Michigan State.
As am I. Thank you very much, President Stanley. So I'm glad you also mentioned the work that MSU does in the medical field up here with the resident students who from here are doing work in the local hospitals. Can you talk a little bit about Michigan State's relationship with healthcare here in the Upper Peninsula? How do both sides of that of this setup benefit one another?
So what a great question. So we've been doing this since 1974 when we established our College of Medicine, Human Medicine Upper Peninsula campus in affiliation with UP Health System in Marquette. And to date, we've graduated more than 329 medical students from the UP campus. And most of them are in family medicine and other specialties. And a large percentage of them are staying to practice in the UP. And so that's wonderful. We also have our Pyatt Rural Physician Program, which educates and prepares medical students who want to serve in underserved rural areas. That's a program, again, that we support. 45% of the students who graduate from that program practice in rural communities. As you know, there's a high need for that. We also have the MyDocs program that we helped with. That's a program where residents, medical residents, are actually given external support from the state to stay in rural areas, and in particularly Upper Peninsula areas, and get training in psychiatry and family medicine, two areas of high need, mental health, two areas of high need, essentially, for every place in this country, and rural areas are no exception. So this is another program that we have going that we're very excited about.
Very cool. Thank you. So, President Stanley, I again want to thank you very much for carving out some time to speak with us this morning. I know your time is short, so before we wrap up, I do want to ask you one more question, and that would be, with everything that you've seen on this trip and all the folks that you've met and everything that you've experienced here in the Upper Peninsula, if you could deliver a message to the people of the UP, if you could tell them any one thing about Michigan State's research or extension efforts here in the Upper Peninsula, about your relationship with your healthcare partners up here, or just anything about Michigan State, or your trip or your visit in general, what would you want that message to the people of the UP to be?
Well, first of all, I'm sorry it took me so long to get here, but really enjoying the trip now that I've arrived and trying to make the most of it over these 4 days. And I think what I've seen is, of course, a really amazing place with incredible natural beauty, extraordinary resources, and people who are really committed to this region. And the students I talked to yesterday, the medical students, their passion for coming back and serving this community was extraordinary. And Stuart Johnson, the director of the College of Human Medicine program, his passion for giving back to his community that he grew up in was very strong as well. So I think there's a real sense that I have of the Upper Peninsula as a place that has extraordinary potential and a committed population who really care about it, protecting it, keeping it pristine, but also finding ways to economically grow it.
All right. Thank you very much for your comments, Dr. Stanley. Again, I really appreciate the time this morning, and I know time is short, so I don't want to keep you too long. Is there anything else that you'd like to comment on or bring up here briefly before we wrap up?
Just that, you know, we have about 328 students from the Upper Peninsula at Michigan State University. I think that's number one for the three research universities, Wayne State, U of M, and Michigan State. We have more UP students than they do, and I'm really proud of that. We admitted about 225 in our incoming class, and we'll have to see how many of them come, but I hope each one of them does. And so in addition to all the things we're doing in partnership up here, we're also really pleased to have UP students down at Michigan State as well.
All right. Very well said, Dr. Stanley. Thank you very much again for your time. And like I said, it was a great pleasure to get to speak with you this morning. And it's a green and white household that I come from. So I'm very happy to get to speak with you this morning. And thank you so much for carving out the time to do so.
Thank you so much, Max. Really enjoyed the conversation. Thank you.
All right. A safe rest of your trip, Dr. Stanley. Safe travels and have a great one.
Thanks. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much.
And thanks for your flexibility in changing this to a call, by the way. I appreciate that.
It's no trouble at all. Very easy for us to do here in studio, so I was happy to accommodate.
Good. Thank you. Yep. Bye.
All right. Take care, Dr. Stanley. Bye.